Hermano, déjame. Okay, so she's saying that, well, my situation is that I have a son with special disabilities. Mm-hmm. And but the difficulties that she goes through. Mm-hmm. And so she's saying that when she would get depressed because she had a son with special needs, she would make that decision that, no, I'm not going to get depressed over this. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that helps me is that how God tells us that we need to go to Him with our burdens, and that's where I get relief from going into prayer and just giving my burdens to God and giving Him my problems and my burdens, yeah, amen, situations. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it hurts because it really hurts me to see my son like this.
Amen.
But I decide if I'm going to be sad or if I'm going to be okay.
Absolutely. That's true. Amen.
It's one decision on how you're going to feel.
Absolutely. And it is a decision.
And I know that I feel like sometimes my son is just like mad at God. And he's told me, I've asked God and He has not answered me. And I really just don't know what to tell Him.
It's hard when somebody's asking God for something and God doesn't answer.
Es muy difícil cuando alguien está pidiendo a Dios algo y parece que la respuesta no llega.
It's even hard for myself.
I'm still sick. Difícil para mí, yo todavía estoy enfermo.
Why? How come God hasn't healed me?
Porque Dios no me ha sanado.
But you know for me to get to a place where whether He heals me or not, I'm still going to worship Him.
Pero para yo llegar a un lugar, si me usa o no me usa, yo todavía la voy a alabar.
That comes with maturity and time.
Eso llega con madurez y con el tiempo.
But if somebody doesn't have a relationship with God, that probably isn't never going to come.
Pero si esta persona no tiene una relación con Dios, probablemente que esa madurez nunca va a llegar.
And so, in that situation, you still have to tell them, God is good whether He answers your prayer or not.
Y en esta situación, como la persona madura en Cristo, le tenemos que decir a la gente, Dios es bueno, aunque haga tu respuesta, llegue tu respuesta o no llegue.
What I think sometimes is, what if God, not my sickness, but concerning another thing that He's not answering my prayer about.
Lo que yo muchas veces pienso, y no en mi enfermedad, pero cuando estoy orando por algo que yo no veo que Él está contestando.
God knows more than I know.
Dios sabe más de que yo sé.
What if He's keeping me from something by not answering that prayer?
¿Qué tal si Él me está librando de algo por no darme la respuesta que yo quiero?
I think it's good, but then He knows.
Yo pienso que esa respuesta es buena, pero Él sabe otra cosa.
And that's overall everything, whether getting a job.
Y eso es sobre todo, sino si pidiendo por este trabajo.
We don't know that if, let's say, God gave me the job that I asked for, but it wasn't His will.
No sabemos si yo consigo el trabajo que yo estaba orando, pero no era su voluntad.
What if that very job takes me away from a relationship from Him?
¿Qué tal si ese mismo trabajo me aleja de sus propósitos?
And so God is saying, before I give you that job, I'm not going to give you that job because I want you to remain and have a relationship with me.
Y yo no te voy a dar, Dios dice, yo no te voy a dar este trabajo porque yo quiero en este momento que tú tengas una relación y conmigo.
Sometimes I think about that when I'm standing in front of the train and it just keeps on going and going and
muchas
going.
Veces estoy en frente de un tren y yo veo cómo me pasan los trenes uno
and I have
otro.
To go somewhere and I have to be there on time. I say, God, why did you let this train come right now when I have to be there right
y yo
now?
Veo cómo yo te hizo que cruzar esta calle y Él sabe que yo tengo que llegar a un lugar y aquí se me pone este tren.
But watch this, and I think this so many times. What if that train never came? I went through and I got into an accident where I ended my life.
¿Qué tal si ese tren estuviera tarde y nunca llegó? Yo crucé y ahí me tuve un accidente con un carro.
And then my life was ended or somebody else's life was ended.
O mi vida hubiera terminado o la vida de otra persona se hubiera terminado.
See, we have to understand that God knows everything.
Tenemos que entender que Dios conoce todo, sabe todo.
And when you have a relationship with God, you begin to think, I trust you.
Y cuando uno comienza a tener una relación con Dios, comienzas a decir, ¿sabes qué, Dios? Yo confío en ti.
It's not because he forgot to answer your prayer. It's because there's a purpose why he's not answering your prayer.
No es porque se le olvidó, se me olvidó contestarle la respuesta de esta persona. Es porque hay una razón porque no te ha dado lo que has estado pidiendo.
So it's your son's responsibility, my responsibility to find out that purpose.
Es tu responsabilidad, es mi responsabilidad, ¿qué es ese propósito?
So many times we're too busy being angry with God that we're missing the lesson.
Y muchas veces estamos tan frustrados con Dios que estamos perdiendo lo que nos quiere enseñar.
Because the truth is, in life, whether you're a Christian or not, you're going to suffer.
Because la realidad es que en la vida, o seas cristiano o no seas, vas a sufrir.
But as a believer, we have to learn how to suffer well.
Pero como creyentes, tenemos que aprender a cómo sufrir bien.
And that's learning the lessons.
Y eso es a través de las lecciones.
But you know, when a person is angry, it's hard to tell them that.
Pero
because
cuando
they're just going to remain angry.
Cuando alguien tiene coraje, es muy difícil que ellos te entiendan esto porque están llenos de coraje.
And this is the last thing, because we think God is a genie.
Y nosotros pensamos que Dios es un adivinador o como un genio.
We say, God, give me this. And yeah. God says, here it is.
Muchas veces tallamos la Biblia y Dios, dame esto.
God is not a genie, God is God.
Dios no es un genio, Dios es Dios.
And so when we begin to realize that God is God and he's not a genie.
Cuando empezamos a entender que Dios no es un genio, él es Dios.
He's just not there to make you feel good and give you whatever you want.
Él no está ahí nomás para que tú te sientas bien y darte todo lo que tú quieres.
God is a father. He's there to give you what he knows is best.
Dios es un padre y él está ahí para darte lo que más necesitas.
Not what we want.
No lo que más quieres.
I think what's important when you have someone ill in your home.
Yo creo que algo muy importante cuando hay alguien enfermo en tu familia.
And someone in your home is not a Christian.
Y alguien de tus familiares no es cristiano.
Is that I know sometimes as Christians we can wear out the words God, Jesus, the Bible.
Muchas veces como creyentes podemos estar repitiendo esas palabras bíblicas, Dios, la Biblia, y podemos cansar a la persona.
Not that it's bad to do it.
No que es malo hacerlo.
But sometimes we push away the people that are not Christians.
Pero muchas veces con eso alejamos a la persona que no es cristiana.
When we drill them, we drill them,
cuando
we drill them,
dando
saying,
y dando con
Jesus,
nuestra
Jesus.
Religión.
And though we believe it, we have to, again, be creative in how we show them Jesus.
Y aunque nosotros conocemos la verdad y lo creemos, tenemos que ser creativos con las personas en cómo lo podemos demostrar.
And with our children,
y con nuestros hijos es igual.
Sometimes it's hard because they're growing up. You know, they're not adults like us.
Porque ellos están en el proceso de crecer, no son adultos todavía como nosotros.
And so one thing I've used is think about the good.
Y algo que yo he meditado es que piensa en todo lo bien.
Because there has to be something good that they see.
Porque tiene que haber algo bueno que ellos ven.
Regardless of the illness.
Aunque ellos ven la enfermedad o la dificultad.
Because we have that in our home, even though my husband doesn't have like a mental disability.
Tenemos eso en nuestro hogar, aunque mi esposo tiene una enfermedad mental.
But we've had those questions in our home, like from our son.
Pero sí hemos tenido esas preguntas de nuestros hijos, nos han hecho esas preguntas.
Like, my husband didn't walk before.
Mi esposo antes no, él no podía caminar.
Completely did not walk.
Completamente no podía caminar.
Couldn't take a shower.
No se podía bañar.
Couldn't feed himself.
No se podía dar él mismo de comer.
It was difficult to do all those things.
Era muy difícil hacer estas cosas.
So I had to help him.
Entonces yo le
tenía. So he was in a wheelchair.
Yo le tenía que ayudar. Estaba en silla de ruedas.
He couldn't drive.
Él no podía manejar.
I mean, it goes on the list of things he could not do by himself.
Y la lista es larga de las cosas que él no podía hacer por él mismo.
So even though he's not like that now,
y aunque hoy no está así,
I can remember the questions.
Yo me puedo acordar de las preguntas.
Why?
¿Por qué?
We serve this big God.
Si servimos
you
a este
talk about this big God.
Los hijos nos decían,
you guys are preachers and teachers.
Amen. Nosotros nos dijían, nuestros hijos nos decían, si nosotros servimos a un Dios tan grande, ustedes predican la palabra, son maestros de la palabra.
I think it's more of speaking to them at their level.
Yo creo que es más hablándoles a su nivel.
And saying, you know, little things like, well, your dad's alive.
Y diciéndoles cosas como, mira, pues tu papá está vivo.
You have a dad.
Tienes un papá.
Or you have a brother.
O tienes
he's
un
alive.
Que está vivo.
Whether he's not walking or he's not thinking right.
Él no piensa como otros o no funciona como otras personas.
You have him there to hug him.
Pero lo tienes ahí para abrazarlo.
To watch cartoons with them.
Para ver televisión con él.
To go to the park with him.
Para llevarlo al parque.
And whichever way, if it's a wheelchair, if it's whatever it is, walking.
Y en cualquier manera, si lo tienes que empujar en la silla de ruedas o caminar con él.
You could celebrate his birthday with him.
Tú puedes celebrar su cumpleaños, darle un regalo de Navidad.
And I think it's more of just speaking to them about the life that God.
Y es más,
without saying God,
predicándoles la vida que Dios nos ha dado sin mencionar Dios,
you can have a sleepover with him
tú puedes
or her.
Tener una sleepover con él
you
en
guys
tu
can go to a concert together.
Se pueden ir a un concierto juntos.
If God
si Dios
didn't allow him to be alive,
no permitiera que él estuviera
you
vivo,
could do none of those things
no pudieras hacer nada de estas cosas.
So I think speaking to them in that way of reminding them.
Yo creo que hablando con ellos en esta manera,
you know what,
Bobby? Recordándoles,
God is with me and with you.
Que Dios está conmigo y Dios está contigo.
And with your brother.
Y con tu hermano.
Or with your mother or your
o
father,
con tu mamá,
whoever
o con
it
tu esposa.
Is. I think us reminding them of we are blessed.
Es recordándoles que somos bendecidos.
Yeah. Because when a woman gives birth,
porque cuando una mujer da luz a una a un bebé,
we work hard to get the baby out.
Nosotros trabajamos duro para sacar este
and
bebé.
To hold the baby, right?
Para sostener el bebé.
And take care of ourselves.
Y cuidarnos.
And the hopes of a healthy baby.
Y la esperanza de tener un bebé sano.
And so, a life to us, whichever way the baby comes out.
Y una vida para nosotras mamás, que cualquier manera que salga este bebé.
Most of us.
Muchas de nosotras, la mayoría.
Crazy women out there, but
muchas
most
mujeres,
of us.
Pero, mayoría de mujeres.
Regardless of what comes
no importa
to be,
lo que, cómo,
we're going to love that baby.
No importa cómo
and
viene
we're
el mundo
raise
esta criatura.
That baby.
Nosotros vamos a amar a este bebé y lo vamos a crear.
And I think the love deep inside of us
y ese es el amor
has to speak out to our children
de nosotros,
and to our family members.
Ese amor profundo dentro de nosotros debe hablar a nuestros familiares y a nuestra gente alrededor.
And remind them, we still have him here.
Y recordarles, yeah. Hey, todavía lo tenemos
so
aquí.
So that's just something like, to, you know, continue to do that or to start
y,
doing it.
Y seguir con eso y seguir recordando estas cosas.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor. This is not a question, it's more of a comment. In the Bible, in Exodus chapter 4, it's the chapter where God calls Moses to free his people. And Moses says, wait a minute, because it's not easy for him to speak. And the answer that God gave him, it was in a form of a question. And he asked Moses, who gave man their mouth, or who made the mute? And who made the blind? Wasn't it I, God? And the Bible never says that Moses was healed from his speech. But he still used them to speak in front of Pharaoh. And in those days, when you used to challenge the governor or the king or Pharaoh in this case, they would kill you. And that did not happen with Moses. And what I'm trying to say is what we're focused on is that that's what causes us to be angry or our sadness. It's not the handicap of the person. God created him and he created him perfect. In Moses' case, this is demonstrated. I have one question. I'm going to ask Javier. How do I feel having two arms? Muy bien. See? How would I feel if everyone in the room had four arms and I only had two arms? Fuera de lugar. Mal, sí. Bad, I would feel bad. Not because I have two arms. Okay, but because everybody has four and I only have two. So I'm focused on everybody else. Now my question is, do I get sad because my brother is sick? But what if the whole world had one brother that was sick? And my brother wasn't sick, how would I feel? I feel bad now because I'm different than everybody else. Not because God did something wrong. Because if the whole world had one brother that was sick, I'd feel good. The blind man feels bad because he cannot see. But if we were all blind, how would the blind man feel? It's like the young lady mentioned. I says, I feel this way. But I started focusing on Christ. Not in the situations I was in. I know what God says about me. I'm his treasure. I'm his special, the apple of his eye. I'm a friend of God. There's a lot of things that the Bible says about me, actually. Although there's still a lot of things that I would desire to have and I don't have them. So the problem is not really what I'm going through. But it's like the pastor said. A lot of times my anger, my frustration, my insatisfaction, it blinds me. It doesn't let me see God. The solution, the answer is for us to have our eyes put on Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, he told the people, he goes, look at the scriptures. The scriptures say, give testimony about me. I believe the suggestion here is that we see Exodus chapter 4. And we see Moses' protest. And I'm different. I don't know how to speak in public. I have problems speaking. And God did not heal him from that. He did not heal him. But God used him. Like the young lady that was here before. She said that I know that God has a purpose for me. And that has to be what we're focused on.
Amen. Amen. Just in closing, we'll pray after this. Jesus will always give you the power to get through anything.
Jesús siempre te va a dar poder para sobrepasar cualquier cosa.
For whatever reason, I have the sickness, and he allowed it to happen because he knows that I could handle it.
No sé la razón, pero yo tengo esta enfermedad y él me, y yo la tengo, pero él sabe que yo lo puedo sostener.
I don't believe he gave it to me. At the end of the day, it was the enemy that gave it to me.
Yo no creo que él me lo dio. Yo sé que fue el enemigo que me dio esta enfermedad.
But when I feel like I can't handle it, he gives me the power to handle it.
Pero cuando yo siento que yo no lo puedo tolerar, él me da el poder para hacerlo.
And it's like the pastor said,
es como dijo el pastor,
as long as you have your focus on Jesus,
desde que tú tengas tu enfoque en Jesús,
that's all you need.
Es todo lo que necesitas.
It really is.
Realmente
it's
es
that simple, but that's all you need.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, I thank you, God, for this opportunity, Lord Jesus.
Padre, te damos gracias por esta oportunidad, Señor Jesús.
Father, even right now, I pray that you would begin to give strength.
Y aún en este momento, te pido, Señor, que tú empieces a dar fuerza, Señor.
I pray that you would begin to touch people and give them a desire and a passion to seek you in every single situation in their life.
Oro, Señor, que la gente comience a buscar de ti, Señor, y que tú le des un hambre para ti, Señor.
Father, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would touch them.
Oro en el nombre de Jesús, Padre, que tú los toques, Señor.
And that you would continue to speak to them even after this.
Y aún después de este momento, este taller, que tú continúes a hablarles a sus vidas.
That they will begin to create an atmosphere and environment for impact.
Que ellos mismos empiecen a crear un ambiente para hacer un impacto, Señor, en este mundo, Señor.
Whether in their family or ministry.
Sea en sus familias o en sus ministerios.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Un fuerte aplauso para los pastores.
We got shirts in the back, so if you guys still want to buy some.
Igual tenemos la mesa en la parte de atrás. Si alguien quiere comprar una camiseta o más información, nos vemos una vez más aquí en la noche a las 7:30. Que Dios bendiga.
Aquí concluye este mensaje de parte del Verbo de Dios. Para más información, visite nuestro sitio en internet, verbodedios.org. Dios le bendiga.